The Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, is not backing down this morning, saying he won't meet the panel which prepared the Gonski Education Report because he wants to get on with implementing a new system. For more, our reporter Naomi Woodley joins me now in our Parliament House studio. Naomi, what's Christopher Pyne had to say this morning?
Well, Brendan, as you've said, he's really sticking to his guns, and that is that the coalition government believes the model that Labor negotiated is too complicated to implement, and he'll look to put in place new funding deals within the same amount of funding promised by Labor over 4 years, so over the forward estimates. And as you heard in Lexi's report there, that extends even to states like New South Wales, which have signed six-year funding agreements with the previous Labor government. So on Radio National this morning, Christopher Pyne, as you said, also rejected that offer from one of the panel members from the Gonski Review, Catherine Greiner, to talk through their findings. He says he's well aware of the Gonski model and he remains committed to a needs-based funding system, but he'll be putting in place one that requires less regulation.
Obviously, for 2014, we will have to stick with what we've got, but going forward beyond 2014, I want to put in place a flatter, simpler, fairer structure that doesn't spend precious dollars on administration and puts every single dollar that we have available into schools and to school students.
The Federal Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, on RN. Naomi Woodley, in another area, the government is, of course, still waiting for a response from Indonesia's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, to Tony Abbott's letter over the phone-tapping revelations. Do we know any more of what the Prime Minister's letter said?
No, Brendan, we don't know a great deal. The PM's office is happy for us to know how the letter got there. It's confirmed that the former Chief of Army, Peter Lay, was recruited to personally convey the letter to Jakarta last Friday. And a spokesman for the government says that was done because the Prime Minister thought that would give the whole matter the appropriate respect befitting the importance of the subject matter and Tony Abbott's regard for President Yudhoyono. But as to what's actually in it remains unclear, particularly around that question of whether there's a direct apology, as was sought by President Yudhoyono, who, of course, was so personally affronted by the suggestion that Australia's phone-tapping program extended to his personal phone and that of his wife.
And is there any indication of when President Yudhoyono might respond?
No, there's not, but the government here will obviously be hoping that it's sooner rather than later and that response will dictate a quick resumption of the cooperation on military and police matters, particularly surrounding people smuggling. It has, of course, been a massive distraction for the government, which had wanted all of the attention in these first sitting weeks of the new parliament to be on its plan to repeal the carbon tax. We've got another poll today showing support for the government is slipping a little. The news poll in The Australian still gives the coalition a 4-point lead over Labor. So it is in contrast to that Nielsen we saw in the Fairfax papers yesterday, which gave Labor a lead. That all just shows the volatility of these sorts of opinion polls, particularly so far out from an election. But a government this early in its term would prefer to see its support growing rather than stalling or coming away.
Naomi Woodley at Parliament House in Canberra.